In Washington, the clock is about to start. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Democrats are ready for their first 100 hours, and their agenda makes it clear they plan to spend every one of those 100 hours not tackling Iraq policy, because they still can't agree on what to do. But the president knows what he's going to do. In the Wall Street Journal today, he says that as far as he's concerned, job one is defeating the terrorists who killed thousands of innocent Americans on September 11th. Terrorists who are part of a broader extremist movement that is now doing everything it can to defeat us in Iraq. May not be up to us to resolve Iraq's political divisions, he says, but it is up to us to give them the breathing room to do it themselves. What does that mean? Well, according to Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution, it means the cavalry is on the way again.
There has always been a tactical argument. We don't have enough troops. In other words, street by street, city by city in Iraq, we don't have enough to first clear out a neighborhood of insurgents and then really hold on to it.
So he predicts we'll be sending more. The president says that if we don't give Iraq's young democracy the breathing space it needs, America's enemies will be stronger, more lethal, and emboldened by our defeat. There it is. There's the choice. Democracy or defeat. Anything short of a stable democracy in Iraq is a defeat for the United States. And, the president says, he looks forward to building a bipartisan consensus to, quote, fight and win the war. It has a familiar ring, doesn't it? I believe it means that unless the Democrats come to agreement on a different approach to Iraq, and quick, it'll be as if the 2006 election never happened. Now this is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.